three parables, we have three homilies. This week, I would like to invite you all reflect with me on the gospel reading today with three main points. First, well, they all three begin with the letter P today. The first letter P, I would like to talk, present. Someone came to me and asked, how did you know God is present? And I respond, how do you not know that God is present? The Lord is really, he's really present that way. We heard from the beginning, the Old Testament, that Moses came to the Lord and asked him, Lord, who are you? Can you tell your name so that if people ask me about your name, I will tell them, who are you? And the Lord said, I am who I am. What does it mean for you and for me today? God doesn't say, I was who I was, or I will be who I will be, but he said, I am who I am, means that he is a living God. He is a being, a living. He's not something that happened in the past already, and he will not be happen that way, but he is a living God. The present moment is so important that we can recognize him through the present moment. Brother and sister, I think the presence of God is like the air. We don't see the air, and we don't feel that. But sometimes we completely forget about that. But can you survive 3 minutes without that? No, you cannot. The presence of God is something like that. Like even we are living here, we are living in his presence, but we have no idea. Sometimes we have no idea because that his presence is something that required our part have the awareness to recognize his presence, and we so easy to forget about that. And I would like to invite you today, reflect on the presence of God in your life. Probably you have the experiences with God before, and keep that in mind that the Lord was there for me. Was there, he was there in my past, and now we can trust him that he is here with me in this present moment, and he will be there with me in the future. I love hiking. Whenever I hike up to the mountains, even I am in the middle of nowhere, and I think we all have the same feeling that even we are in the middle of nowhere, but we still have something over there, the fullness of the nature, the stillness of the mountains reminds me a lot about the presence of God. And I hope and I pray that you can have a same feeling with me. The fullness, even you are in the middle of nowhere, no one knows, but you can feel the fullness of God, the glory of God through the nature. Second letter P, patient. In the gospel today, we see the Lord have even the weeds and the seeds. Even with the good people and the bad people are living together. And someone asked, Father, why the bad things happened to the good people. And I don't know how to deal with that. I don't know how to answer that. We don't know. Lord, why? I am going to the church every week, even every day. My family grew up with Catholic faith. We are faithful with you, to you. And now why is bad thing happened to me and to my family? Why I need to have, or why I am facing a lot of difficulties in my life? Lord, why? And the people, the bad people over there, the evil people over there, they're happy. They're happy. And Lord, why? Would you tell me? The gospel in today, that we can see good people and the bad people living together, and we don't know, and we don't know how the Lord is doing like that. But we can trust Him that one day, and in the end, He will do something. The last letter, P, the personal. We all know that the Lord has two natures, right? The divine nature and the human nature. Can you make a guess that when Jesus Christ goes back to the Father, went back to the Father, does He lose His human nature, or He still have the human nature right now? Can He lose His human nature when He go up to the Father? No. He doesn't lose His human nature. What does it mean for you and for me? We believe that Son of the Living God have two natures, the human nature and the divine nature. When He goes back to the Father, He still have two natures, which means that He completely understands you, your sufferings, your difficulties, your strugglings with sins. He completely gets that. He completely understands that. Never lose a hope in Him. Please, never. Because He knows that. He's just like waiting patiently. When I say the personal, I don't mean that the personal God, like your God, is different than my God. That's not like what I mean over here. But personal means that the Lord knows you personally. The Lord understands you personally. And that's all I have for the homily today. The present, the patient, and the personal.